For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Baseballer. Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, your humble host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. You can find the show over at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Hoopball Gaming, at Hoopball Gaming. Make sure you check out hoop-ball.com. Go over there right now as you listen to this and look at some of the forums. Transactional and health blurbs on the right-hand side. I would recommend popping open that purchase page for the wager pass. It's $9.99 a month. You break it down like that mathematically. That's going to be 33 cents a month. A day, I'm sorry. And that is pretty cheap. To get some picks from Aaron Brewski, who has just been absolutely killing the NBA. I think he's about 20 games over 500, 20 wins. Been on an absolute burner lately. It's ridiculous. Our whole team is great. We got about 10 cappers now as we continue to grow. Do that. And do check that out. Don't think you'll be disappointed. Get in there and get involved with us on the Discord, because that's where a lot of tossing of information goes around. Gonna need to be in super turbo mode today. Gonna do a quick show. It is Thursday, Tally Site Thursday. Woo woo. Thirsty Thursday, for those of you who are thirsty. And then Thursday has always been my favorite day of the week. It's the day before Friday. It's the prequel to the weekend. It sets the stage. Everyone loves the prequels. No one really likes sequels. So the way I look at it, Thursday, the best day of the week. We got the NFL draft tonight. So all sorts of stuff going on today. We got some limited NBA action. We got a small MLB card. We do have some afternoon baseball. Noon start time, 12:05 for the Yankees and the Orioles. And then we have Oakland and Tampa Bay going off at 12:10, 12:15. You got Philly and St. Louis. 1 o'clock, you got Seattle, Houston. This is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good slate today. I love the afternoon baseball. It's going to roll us right into the NFL draft. I didn't prep on the NFL draft as much as I should have this year. Usually I am everything deep in it. I love the NFL draft. And I have a very core group of friends that are located in Kansas City. And they are going to be doing tons of NFL draft stuff. They are doing a game for charity this year, the draft game that we typically do. It's where we GM and we draft as the draft happens. It's something that those two guys, Ty and Aaron, have been doing for at least 6 or 7 years now. I've been a part of it for about 3. So it stinks that I won't be this year. But if y'all need the draft stuff and you want some good action, I would definitely check out my Twitter, because I'm going to be retweeting some stuff of theirs. And then we'll be able to see how the draft unfolds. So, said I need to move quick today. I'm going to be making my picks on Tally site also as we do this. And then I'm going to be looking for nice value angles, ways to approach today's card, specifically in the MLB. I doubt I touch any NBA unless there's something that just astronomically sticks out. I am listening to some music right now. Not sure if you hear it. Listening to some Liza Ann. Song's called Thousand Years. Looking at this new podcast someone sent me. So just kind of looking around it. Still Woozy. They're a good band too. All right. Yankees, Orioles. I'll be brief here. I like the over in this one. It's in the Camden Yards. It's Baltimore. I like Baltimore as the underdog. And you got Montgomery on the mound for the Yankees, who just cannot be trusted whatsoever. It's just going to be a lot of offense, in my opinion. You got plus 160 on the Orioles as an underdog. I'm going to be picking that on Tally site. Over, under, you can find 9 in some spots, but 9.5 is where a lot of stuff is still currently. I think Baltimore's team total over 3.5 has some value at minus 130. I'm sure some of the juice might have come down now. So look into that. Cedric Mullins, Rio Ruiz, Pedro Severino, those guys, they all have a chance of getting to Montgomery today. They're pretty talented at hitting lefties. And then you get an upgrade in Freddie Galvis's bat. Already plays really decent defense at shortstop as a veteran. But then you also get the upgrade in his bat. Like I said, Cedric Mullins hitting 400 against lefties, 924 OPS. He's going to be a part of probably every DFS stack for me early. Montgomery, the lefty, 4.5 ERA. He's got bad peripherals also. And then you got Lopez, Jorge Lopez going with his 8.15 ERA for the Orioles, the righty. Just lots of offense in this game. Yeah. So moving on, Oakland, Tampa Bay, real quickly. I'm just going to roll with Oakland. I don't have an opinion on either other part of this game. Sean McClanahan making his debut for the Rays. He's a lefty. Chris Bassett on the hill for the Athletics. Minus 114 right now for Oakland. It was at minus 105. And then over-under is 8. Like I said, no opinion on anything else. But I do think Oakland wins outright. And, you know, I think this is a spot for them to pick up a win and maybe start another small little win streak. The hangover's got to wear off eventually. Philly, St. Louis, I hate talking about these teams, and I hate talking about them when they play against each other. I tried in game one. Y'all saw how terribly that went. Philly got just destroyed when I was looking to back them. I will say that Aaron Nola is on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies. Kim is such a wild card for St. Louis. He's a lefty. Philadelphia does have a few bats that do more better against the lefties. Real Muto could get really nice and hot in this one. Bomb, whatever his last name is. And then Rhys Hoskins are some Phillies bats to look out for. Might look at Rhys Hoskins to record, you know, more or at least 2 hits, RBIs, runs, and over on total bases. If it's set at like 2 or 3. Over 7, it's at even money. I think that makes a lot of sense. I know this could probably be like a 3-1 game just because of how dominating Nola could be. But what I'm banking on is how terrible these bullpens are. Hopefully we don't get extremely deep starts by either pitcher, because when Kim is in control, he's hard to hit on. But for me, it makes a lot of sense at even money. Just got to hopefully see something from these offenses. So I'll be brief on that. I don't want to really pick a side or anything. So just over 7.5 in the Philly St. Louis game. It's at 12:15 Central Standard over here, or Central Daylight, sorry, on MLB Network. 1:10, Seattle and Houston. Houston going up against the familiar foe, and you say Kikuchi, the left-hander with a 5.7 ERA. Luis Garcia going up against him in opposition for Houston. And look, Houston does really well against lefties. And then you add the fact that they do really well against this specific lefty. The amount of hard contact that Kikuchi gives up, specifically within the division, is a bit troubling. But I'm looking here because I believe there's a couple of batters that have some specific success against Kikuchi. Alex Bregman, 11 at-bats, hitting .455, one homer, three ribbies. Lots of at-bats for this Houston team against them. Not a lot of crazy low averages. Yuli Gurriel actually struggles in his 9 at-bats he's gotten. Michael Brantley, only a .071 batting average and 14 at-bats against Kikuchi. Alex Bregman's going to be what could make it go today. Aledmys Diaz got 2 RBIs against Kikuchi. Martin Maldonado, dark horse to do something. They just got to stay away from the strikeouts. They got to get some guys on base. But I think Houston's in a good spot to win. Kikuchi has been walking a lot of guys lately, or this year in general. But Seattle's been playing Houston pretty well in this series, so wouldn't be shocked if something crazy happened. But over 9, you know, I think that's a good spot to take.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Detroit, Chicago, White Sox is at 4:10 Central Daylight. Carlos Rodon, Casey Mize, you know, this was a game that was canceled, so this is going to be a part of a doubleheader. Matt Boyd and Dylan Cease have the other doubleheader. I'm going to make this simple. Staying away from both of these, I hate doubleheaders, and it's just the position that I've taken on this show for quite some time. So I'm going to stay away from it. You know, it stinks because I thought there was going to be some value the first time that these guys were up, so let's go ahead and just move those off to the side, and we will get back to betting on Detroit and Chicago at a later date. Dodgers going up against the Brewers in Milwaukee. Trevor Bauer on the mound going up against Eric Lauer. Bauer and Lauer. Trevor Bauer 3-0 on the year, 2.53 ERA. Lauer making his first start. Usually eerie against games that are featuring guys making their first starts. It's just something that I don't like. The Dodgers are faltering a little now. They struggled in that series against Cincinnati. Bauer should have his day against Milwaukee, though, without Yelich and Lorenzo Cain still in that lineup. Lots of strikeouts to be expected. Pitcher's going to be batting, so Bauer's going to be looking to strike out the pitcher multiple times. And then if you just take a look at it, maybe we can find some value in a – sorry, I'm throwing my pen over here. Maybe we could find some value in the Bauer K's prop. I know it's probably going to be a high number, but, you know, chances are he's going to have a high number of strikeouts. I want to talk about the Boston Red Sox against the Texas Rangers. Gibby's on the mound for Texas. Kyle Gibson, Martin Perez on the mound, the lefty for the Red Sox. I like the Rangers offense and what they've been doing lately. There's a lot of juice on their team total. It's at minus 135, 137 in some spots. But their team total's at 4. Their offense has been clicking a lot lately. They're getting a decent matchup against a, you know, soft lefty. Guys like Charlie Culberson could have a nice day against lefties. Willie Calhoun, Joey Gallo starting to hit moonshots again. I like over 8.5 in this game because I think either offense could explode. Anxious to see what the Boston bullpen does, but I've got to make a play on every Boston and every Kansas City game this year. So my two looks, I'm going to make two plays in today's game because I've missed a couple of Boston games. But over 8.5 and the Texas team total of over 4. Cubs are playing the Braves. Do I have to talk about my Cubs? I am a Cubs fan. That's number, I believe, 15 on the season. Alzolay making his start against, this is this Bud Wilson, Bryce Wilson. You know, both these guys are allowing about 5 earned runs a game. I think you got to go over. I mean, I think I've said the over in every game of this series. This is the last one. It's at 6:20 p.m. The Cubs offense is in a bad rut again. You know, they exploded for like a game. I'm going to have to stay away. I was going to say over the game total, but then I wanted to switch it up and say under Chicago Cubs team total under 4.5. If it was 5, I was going to do it, but it was not. Yeah, you know, if anything, Braves minus 1.5 at plus 145. They've just been dominating this series. So, plus 145, you know, let's go on the run line there. We don't take a walk on the run line very often, but let's try it out today. Let's try it out. Colorado and Arizona. Arizona, heavy favorite, minus 159. Their bats are slugging right now. They're hitting for power. Colorado's pretty terrible. They struggle real bad on the road. I'm looking at some team total stuff. The Rockies are 1-8 on the road, straight up. And well, the Diamondbacks are really good for the over at home. So, I mean, I think you got to look at over 8.5, even though Colorado's offense is so terrible. I was going to look at a team total under, but it was 3.5. It seems like that's what it is every game. I just don't trust the Diamondbacks pitching staff that much. What I can say is that Arizona possibly could score 7 runs by themselves and really help out this total. Arizona minus 155. I know it's a lot of juice. But yeah, no. It's a lot of juice, and Arizona doesn't hit that great against righties. They struggle comparative to their normal average. So let's leave that alone. I'm going to stay on the over 8.5. Seems like I'm on all the overs in Arizona games. All right. Well, that works the MLB card in there for us. Real briefly, I'm taking a glance over the NBA. .243 is just a lot for Brooklyn and Indiana. I'm looking to go under .243. Toronto and Denver, over 220 looks enticing. It opened at 223, so it's come down. Yeah, just I'm going to keep it simple. Keep those two totals there. Under 243 in Brooklyn and Indiana. Toronto, Denver, over 220. Just to make it easy, short and sweet on the NBA side. We got this morning baseball is going to be starting. So we got to make sure to get this show out. Let me get it rolling to y'all. Got some other stuff to look at. I mean, the draft is coming up tonight. It's a good one. So let me go ahead and put a bow on this. I've got my tally site plays in. Looking at Arizona in that last game, like I said. Don't forget the promo codes. Do not forget to go over to the website. Really, really looking forward to y'all being able to enjoy Tally Site with us and helping them grow. It'll be a good time for all those involved. Lots of opportunity. Don't forget 5-star reviews. We need those, and you need them in order to make some squabbles, some squala, some cash, clams. Anyways, send those 5-star review screenshots in to at DALE007 or at Dan Bespris or at Hoopball Gaming to any of us. Come hang out with us. Join the family in the Discord. Make sure to share this with a friend and let us know what we can do better on. You make sure to have a wonderful day. It's Thursday. It's almost the weekend. Keep that in mind. And then lastly, leave you with all my good vibes and all of my good energies, like always. If you need anything, you know where to find me. Have a good rest of the day, and let's win some money.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.